Hey, Relevant Leaders, this is Ronnie Rothy. Welcome to the Relevant Leader Monthly, a monthly conversation to help equip the leaders of Relevant Community Church become highly effective influencers. Instead of Nick Petrick hosting this month, I get the awesome opportunity to. Before we start, though, I want to remind you guys that something I say all the time, that Jesus is the hope of the world, his local church is his agents of hope, and great leaders are the hope of the church. And I just want to let you guys know, I am so proud of you for tuning into this, to invest in yourself, to grow as a leader, because you, as the leaders are relevant, are the hope of our church. Today's a special episode because joining me today all the way from Safe Haven Orphanage on the Tyburmer border is Tosini and Chom. Now, before I introduce you to them, you know this by now, but at Relevant, we are for the Karen people from Burma or Myanmar. We believe God has called us, he's called Relevant, to help transform the lives and the communities of Karen people on Thai-Burma border and in Omaha, where, as you know, over 6,000 Karen refugees live, by relentlessly ushering in the love of God, the hope of God, the peace of God, the healing power of God, ultimately the kingdom of God. By relentlessly ushering in the good news of Jesus. And one of the ways that we're focused on being for the Karen people on the Thai-Burma border is through orphan care. Because of the persecution that the Karen people have experienced by the Burmese government, many children have ended up as orphaned refugees. And at Relevant, we're committed to help ensure every Karen orphan on the Thai-Burma border is loved, fully cared for, and has hope because of Jesus. In 2012, a small team of seven people from Relevant took our first trip to the Thai-Burma border. And on it, we visited Safe Haven Orphanage and were introduced to this amazing woman who started and runs Safe Haven named Tosini. After spending a few days at Safe Haven interacting with the children and talking to Tosini, we felt strongly God was calling us to partner with them. And by partnering with them, it means helping ensure that every child at Safe Haven Orphanage is loved, is cared for, has adequate food, clothing, education, medical care, lives in clean and safe facilities, and is introduced to the love of Christ. For the past 11 years, we've invested heavily in Safe Haven Orphanage in every way possible to ensure that all that's happened. I've personally been to Safe Haven 4 times and developed a great friendship with Tosini and one of her daughters, Chom, who helps run the Safe Haven Orphanage. Many years ago, I asked Tosini if she'd ever be willing to come to Omaha to meet you all. She immediately said yes because she'd never been to America before and is so grateful for all of you, but she didn't know how it would be possible financially, and I promised her that we would make it possible. Well, a few months ago, I felt like it was time to come through on that promise, and so we messaged her and asked her and Chom if they'd be willing to come, and we'd pay for everything, and they were obviously overcome with emotion and said yes. And so today is a special episode because joining me today all the way from Safe Haven Orphanage on the Thai-Burma border is Tosini and Chom. So Tosini and Chom, I'm really excited that you guys are here with us today. Thanks. You guys took a long trip to be here, so thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's a long trip, but very happy to be here.
Yes. It's a long trip. So, hey, for the Relevant Leader Monthly, you guys know that we normally talk about leadership, but today is going to be a little bit different. As leaders of Relevant, I wanted you to know more about Tosini and Chom and Safe Haven because our partnership with them is such a huge part of what we do as a church to help impact Karen people on the Thai-Burma border. And these two women are great leaders that we can all learn a lot from. So joining me today as well is Corey Nelson, who's the director of our Impact Ministries. And Corey is the one who really leads us in investing into Safe Haven. So Corey, glad you're here too, bro.
Hello, welcome, Tosini and Chom. We're so glad to have you guys with us today.
I want to start with everyone just learning a little bit about you guys. So, Tosini, you're Karen, but you grew up on the Thai side of the Thai-Burma border, close to where Safe Haven is now located. So, Tosini, just tell us about your family. Are you married? How many kids you have? Just tell us. Tell everyone who doesn't know you just about your family.
My family?
Yeah.
Come to... About the grandfather also?
Yeah. Please tell your grandfather.
My story. because my grandfather also is came stay in the Burma side.
Yep.
Right, and then marry with my grandmom also is like a Thai people.
Yep.
Like, and then they are get married and then they are also stay in the Burma side.
Yep.
So my grandfather, the first my grandma, my grandfather is a Buddhist. And then one day, like when they are here about the missionary,
yep,
my grandfather want to be a Christian. And then when he want to be a Christian, and then when my grandma give birth my mother, she call they call my mother name is Chris. So that's why I am I come to be a Christian, follow my grandma, my grandfather, my grandmother. And then my mother, and then now come to be me, and then go through to my children.
So awesome. Yeah. So your grandpa was, as you said, your grandpa was Buddhist.
Yeah.
He ended up putting his faith in Jesus because of a Christian missionary.
Yes.
And then your mom, and then now you, and yes, now your kids. So you obviously you have a few children. Tell us a little about your children. And I know what happened with your husband, but tell us, you know, what happened with your husband.
So like yesterday I also tell about my story, but now today we will tell about a short now because I have a limit time. So like for me, my father passed away when I am nine years old.
Uh-huh.
So I have to fight in my life and take care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
So that I have to be like a small business, because in 15, 16, I have to be sell like the Korean culture, the Korean shirt, the Korean
weaving.
Bag, yep. Weaving like that. So I come to be a business.
Yeah.
So a little business girl like that.
A little business girl, yeah.
Yes. And then when I do a business, and then like my husband, he also is make a business also. Like I think maybe they saw me and then they pity of me like a small girl, like I have to work in when they are young act like that. So like when we fall in love, each other, and then we get married, and then we stay together, and then I have one, two, three, four children.
Four children.
Yes. And then when the four, I have three children, at that time, like my daughter Du, only 6 months, and then they come and give me the little girl.
Yeah.
So that the safe haven would be started in there.
So before we get to that story, because that story is so awesome, how safe haven started. So you have four kids.
Yeah.
How old are your four kids now?
My four kids now, the older kids, 40, and you?
39.
39. And do 37. And Pon, 34 to 35. Because at that time, no, like before Pon, we also has a one little girl. Now she also is the same age with who is 37.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so your husband passed away.
Mm-hmm.
How old were your kids when your husband passed away, and how did your husband end up dying?
You know, like when my husband passed away, my older daughter is only 9.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe 9, 9 and a half, like that. And then my youngest son, only 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my husband, he also is the head of the village.
Yep.
Yeah.
So your husband was head of the village.
Yeah.
You have a 9-year-old all the way to a 2-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you are the head of the village. So like sometimes you have a power, or like the village, the one village is working not in the right way. And then you will tell them. And
yep.
Then like you like we cut their busy net or something like that. And then like they do not happy. And then the one thing. And then another thing is like, okay, I also want to be a head leader. Why? And they choose all. Every time I'm not get it, I want to be like that. I think maybe have a many problem.
Yeah.
So that's why one day he was passed away by shooting.
Yeah, so someone, so your husband and your dad was, he was killed by someone because they didn't like him because he was the head of the village.
Yes.
That is a crazy story. So you, your husband passes away, you have some small children of your own, and in the midst of this, what is now called Safe Haven Orphanage, got its start. So I know you didn't call it that back then, but when, how, and why did you start Safe Haven? It all started with one child.
Yeah, because I started Safe Haven, I don't know, because like if you will start something, no, we decide that, okay, I want to start Safe Havens, like, right? We have to prepare. You know, everyone will start the company or something. They have to prepare the money, the land, the place, the house, the everything like that. For me, I'm not start to have nothing. Only my mother is an old house. Yes, and then we stay together because all the children we stay like a family like that. We do not do. I don't think that we will call that a safe haven orphanage yet.
Yeah.
Because when the children is more and more. And then, like a friend from the visitor, when they visit me, Tasani, why you have a lot of children? And then I say, these children, they do not have papa, mama like that. Oh, they say that this often. Because at that time, I'm not really good in, I'm not really understand this often, orphanage. So that's why they call that, this is the orphanage. Really?
Yeah. You're like, I didn't know I had an orphanage. Yeah, yeah. I'm just taking care of these children. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they say that, Tasani, you are very good. You are doing a social worker. I don't know the meaning of the social worker.
Yeah. Like, what does that mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tasani, can you tell a little bit more about the story about how the first child came to you, what happened to that child's parents, and then why they brought that child to you? I think that's a really important story.
Yeah, because when the first we will Safe Haven will start, so that's why I told you I'm not prepared nothing. When live in the mountain, because my husband is the head of the village, right? Mm-hmm. We go to the mountain, they will develop the village like that. So we have to go and stay for many years. And then when one day, like they come and put one baby in the house, and the midwife come and put the baby in the house, and they say that, Tasani, if you want to take care of these children, you can take care. If you don't want to take care, these children will be dead at your friend's house. And then I ask, what happened? And then the midwife say that, this baby was born in the morning, and then the mother is passed away.
Wow.
Because at that time, 40 years ago, the people in the mountain at the village, they are believe in the spirit. So they are trust that these children, this baby is unlucky, not good baby, kill the mother. Mm-hmm. So that's why the father have to kill this baby.
Wow.
Yeah, so the midwife said that if you kill this baby, I cannot wash it because I think maybe very scareful, no?
Mm-hmm.
So the father said that how I can do? Because the father asked the midwife, okay, so I know the one lady, so Tasani. So Tasani is a Christian. So they come and put the children in my house. And then when, like the other family, if they take these children by their house, they take care of the children, they have to move out of the village.
Oh, wow.
Yes, like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why when they put the children in the village, and then I also don't know that at that time I remember that, Tasani, do you remember for many years when you was young, you will take care all of the orphan, all of the poor. I think maybe that is will be start.
Yeah. So that's just a crazy story. I mean, so what, you know, Safe Haven Orphanage now, started off because of one child whose mother died giving birth.
Yeah.
And the child was dropped off at your door. They knew that you were a Christian and thought, hey, maybe Tosny would take care of this child. And so you didn't plan to start the Safe Haven Orphanage. It was because a child got dropped off at your door. And from there, more children continued to come. So currently, you guys, currently there's about 50 orphans at Safe Haven Orphanage. You guys over the last, and you started Safe Haven, that was 35 years ago or so when that baby was dropped off at your door. You've cared for, what, 400 orphans over the last 35 years?
Yes.
Which is crazy. Like, you guys, that is so amazing. Over the last 35 years, that 400 children who had nowhere to go, that you guys have chosen to care for them and love them and raise them. If that's not influence, if that's not leadership, I don't know what is. And by the way, hey leaders, you guys can't think of Safe Haven Orphanage in the American context when it comes to, oh, in the middle of a city and these three-story buildings with a nice cafeteria and nice dorms. I mean, Safe Haven sits on 15 acres of land in the jungle, in the middle of the jungle, right on the Thai-Burma border, on the Thai side, completely remote. And 11 years ago, first time we went there, almost all the buildings were bamboo huts. Your house was a bamboo hut.
Yes.
And so, like, yeah, you can't think of it like, I mean, there weren't even, I mean, it is remote, and it was, you know, 11 years ago, it was very primitive. And, you know, Chum, I'm going to ask you this question, because I think this is very interesting. And I know just kind of the way you're wired, kind of be able to answer this. Like, so Safe Haven starts as one child getting dropped off at your mom's door. How old were you at that time?
At that time, I was about like 3 years.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
So how did Safe Haven get from there to where it is now? Meaning, how did Safe Haven go from one child being dropped off at your door to now a legitimate orphanage on 15 acres of land with numerous children that you've taken care of over 400 over the last 35 years? How did we go from one child to where it is now? Like, how did that happen?
I think, like my mom said, like, we are Christian. So we didn't, the main things, like, God love the world, mm-hmm. and like give their only son. So I think it's something like, I think for me, I think that like we try to be a light of God, mm-hmm. to sharing the loves to other people.
Yeah.
Because like even my mom's generations, he also grow up with like the orphans kids, because like some of like the kids that my grandma also taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
So come to my generation. So it's, I think this is start from my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Like they taking care of like the orphan kids, like their father, mother pass away. It's come to my grandma, it's come to my mothers, and also now it's come to like my generation. So we grow up with like the orphan kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think because of this, so, and then like many people, they know that, okay, this family, you know, likes to love the children, and like they can taking care. It's not mean like we have a very good ability like to taking care, but I think it's because of our heart.
Yeah.
Like that we have, you know, the God feel love in our heart. So we can sharing to other people. So yeah, that's why it's, you know, a starting point, like when we share, and then other is coming. And then we also very precious to, you know, give more and more and more. So that's why it's end up to like many, many children.
Yeah. So, which is so, it's so amazing. And it's what I love just about you guys. I mean, essentially how kids, you know, children kept ending up under your care was that people saw that you guys cared in a way that other people didn't. And I know that was because of the, you know, love of Christ in your heart. You know, as you just said, God loved the world. Like, we need to, we need to love these kids. Real quick, how did you end up getting the land that Safe Haven is now on and going from, because, you know, you agree, it's one thing that like, oh, in our house, you know, we have a few children, but now you have 15 acres of land. And like, how did you get that land? And how did that, you know, start building like what is now the orphanage?
Okay.
So for me, how I get that land, because for me, I cannot stay like a, okay, not listen to someone, just stay by ourselves, because I cannot do like that. When I saw the people, like I saw Corey, I saw Pastor Roni, I want to go and make a friend. So that why at that time I'm in Mesot. I have working in the housemaid, or you know, I try to make a friend. Mm-hmm. And then when I come back to Mesot, and then
Mesot's a village or a city that,
yes,
just
city.
So you guys know, it's a couple hours away from where Safe Haven now currently sits.
Yes, and then I also have a friend, and then a friend. So like Tasani, we want to visit you. So a friend is come from Ireland. I have a friend from, I think maybe in the US, for everywhere. Because at the time, the many of the volunteer or many of the visitor came to Mesot. The organization have many organization they are working. So I met with that man, that girl, and then that girl have a friend. And then that girl call a friend to visit the orphanage. So they are also, it's very lovely. There is a rich man, but the friend called them, oh, you go to the jungle, and then we see the lady who is take care of the orphanage. So he also is going. And then go at that time in the house, we have a mother, my mother house, like I have a two stair. Also, like the boy sleep under the under stair, and then the visitor, and then the girl we sleep on the upstairs.
On the upstairs, yeah.
Yeah, and then when he go now, he from Ireland. When he go to the orphanage, he went to the orphanage, and then he saw the children, because 27 children, we have only one bathroom, we have only one bed, one bathroom.
You had 27 children in your home?
Yeah. One toilet. One bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's why a friend take a look, and then he take a look, finish all the children go to school, and then he asked me, Tasani, what the important thing you need? And then I also say, thinking, no, because when the children get sick, I have to ask a friend to send the children to the hospital sometime in the nighttime. Yeah, we need a truck. I think maybe truck is not important for me, because we have a friend, right? And then we ask them just sometime, because the children cannot sick any time like that. Mm-hmm. And then I think, okay, maybe land. Because my mother house in the village, mm-hmm. Near, in the neighbor, they also have, right? And then they also not happy with, I have a lot of children. At that time, baby is crying, because at that time, no, Ruby, Johnny, they are very small, like a Joachim, they are crying, they are screaming a lot like that. So that's why not, my neighbor is, they are not happy. And then I tell them, okay.
You have 27 kids in the house in the village, neighbors are not happy.
Yeah. Tasani, your children scream a lot like that, you know.
Like I got 27 of them, yeah.
And then say that, okay, I need a land. So that was he very lovely. And then he very kindful. Say that, okay, Tasani, I will go back to Bangkok, and then I will let you know. And then he also give a phone number to, at that time I have a Nokia
phone.
Like a Nokia phone, like a walkie-talkie, uh-huh. Now. And then he go back to Bangkok for 1 or 2 days, and then he called me, Tasani, do you get the land? Yes, I get the land.
So he bought you the land?
Yeah.
That's amazing. What, Corey, were you going to say something?
Yeah, just if you didn't catch that, she's working for somebody in Mesot, builds a relationship with them just by being, want to have conversations, sit down, get to know them. They want to get to know her. They come visit the orphanage, and then they buy 15 acres of land just through this relationship. That's like how much relationship means to her and her family and the children at Safe Haven.
Yeah, that's the, how long ago was that?
Many, because in the 20, ago. We moved in the new place in 2005.
2005.
So he buy the land maybe 2004.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So that was, that would have been, 7 years or so that you were on that land before we met you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that why, you know, when I have a lot of children, and then I know myself that I'm not have education.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then the one thing that I'm only pray, my mother also is pray. We put our faith with God. So my mother, you know, when I go to Mesot, I will go and sell a clothes or something, have to go to the city, right? And then go to, my mother stay pray for me. And I also pray to the God that, God, please give me a wisdom. Now I have a lot of life in my hand. So it's very difficult for me. But God, you can do everything.
Yeah.
So that's why God answer my prayer.
So cool.
And then I pray the God all every time that God, please give me like a... give me a good friend. Mm-hmm. I have to meet a good friend. Yeah, a good relationship. And then give me a good heart to meet with the other. So I ask to God for everything, to teach me, to show me, and then to give me a love, give me a good heart, give me everything in my heart like that.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I hope you're hearing just the awesomeness of what Tosini is saying, both as just followers of Christ and as leaders of, you know, we sit here and we think all the time about purpose and future and where we're going. And you know, Tosini has someone drop a child off at her door and says, okay, I guess this is what God's doing. And I need to just respond to that. And then just praise and trusts, and God continues to move, and 400 kids, orphans over the last 35 years have been cared for and introduced to the love of Christ because of just faithfulness. Just faithfulness. It's just amazing. You guys, I don't know if Tosini and Chom, I don't know if you'd consider yourselves great leaders or not, but I consider you both to be great leaders. You've overcome huge obstacles. You've influenced hundreds of children, and therefore you've influenced hundreds of families over the last 35 years. And that's what leadership is. Leadership is about having influence in people's lives. So in your opinion, you know, and I know this is hard to answer because you're both so humble, but in your opinion, what is it about you that has made you so influential? Like, what is it about you guys that have made you so influential?
So for me now, I tell you, like in the Bible say that you have to give, and then you will God bless you more than you got, right? For me, every day, like I got the relevant is our big donation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, our big sporting.
Yeah, she said, just so you didn't get that, she said Relevant is our big sponsor, our big donor. Yep.
Yeah. So because every day we can stay because of a love, and then a sponsor, and then a donation of a Relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I talked to Corey already that this is like a gift. We got blessing more than we got.
Yep.
Like a relevant gift to me.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the like a rice and everything I buy.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I also not like a safe haven, not take care only the children in the safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
I also take care, you know, give to the other people in the jungle, in the village.
Yep.
Yeah. When other people need help, come and okay, go to Tosini. okay, Tasani, give.
Yeah.
Okay, this one have a problem. Go to Tasani.
Yep.
Tasani, give.
Yep.
Give. And then one day, I talk to the children. Okay, a time to cooking. And then they come and the children come and told me, Big Mom, no rice. Huh? Okay, because why no rice? You ask the people come and you give the people all
you gave all the rice away. That's why there's no rice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, you go to the market and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we I got a that. New one.
Yeah, I mean, and to me, that's so cool. Like, you know, even what makes you influential is that you just continue to give and give and give. And yeah. That's what makes you, you know, people, there's no possible way for us as leaders to have any influence in people's lives by taking, taking, taking. The only way to have truly positive influence is by giving, giving, giving. Chom, were you going to say something
before you, excuse me, before you move on to Chom? What I see in Tasani in her leadership is she is constantly saying, if not me, then who? If I don't take care of this baby, nobody will. They're going to kill this baby. If the village people need rice, I will give them rice. If not me, who is going to take care of them?
Yeah.
So I see this major leadership principle in her of, if not me, then who? And
yeah.
She steps up to the plate every single
just
time.
Just gives and gives and gives. Tasani, that's why you're amazing. Chom, what about you? Like, what... In your opinion, what is it about you that's made you so influential?
For me, I think it will be a model. You know, in your life, you
a
will
model?
Have
is that what
yeah,
you said?
A model yeah. of like people surrounding you. It will be very affect you. Like I told you, like when I was very young, I very like you know close to my grandma, and now every day I saw what my mom is doing, and. You know, I think that is observed to me, like, okay, all of the words, all of the, you know, what I'm learning from them and what they are show to me is like, it's kindness and like, you know, give. And then God will prepare everything for you. Like my mom now, my grandmom nowadays, like what I like flashback to whole is like the entire of her life, like she's didn't like you know the woman like you know a working woman or something like this, but you know she got a like very very blessing from God, like she very healthy, she happy, and like nowadays, she just read the Bible, singing, and like have a very good life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not mean good life is like have a very rich or anything, but she always have a happiness in her heart because of like entire of her life when she can share, when she can give. So that's, you see, like her life is like, for me, I feel like it's very perfect, like if she need something, she have it. Even she don't no need to go and work, something like this. For my mom also is my model. Like okay, she tries to do everything that she can, ability that she can. Maybe sometime even she have very limited ability, but she try her best to like okay, let's do, let's go, something like
so
this.
So awesome.
Yeah. So it's. Absorb to me like okay, all of this is like become me today, like okay, everything I try to put like God first.
Mm-hmm.
And like what God would like me to do, what God would like me to go, I try to, you know, put everything in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom, my grandmoms, they always show this to me. And then like I think it's all every day that my mom and my grandmom always told to our sibling or all the children is like, make God first.
Mm-hmm.
And then God will fill everything for you that you need.
That's yes. So awesome. Yeah. And guys, I just hope you are hearing what these amazing leaders are saying. Just a couple things that stuck out to me, you know, obviously Tasani, you know, as you shared, you know, just just giving, being generous. That's what's made you influential. If not me, then who? You know, it's like, I got to do it. And, you know, as Chom, you know, a couple things that, you know, you just said, I think has made you and your mom and your grandma so influential is just, all right, just trust in God and let's go. We just got to trust God today and we're going to make it about him, not about ourselves, and just trust. And I think another thing that you pointed out, you didn't say these exact words, but specifically when you're talking about your grandma that has kind of just filtered down to you, or is just, you are two of the, you guys are some of the most grateful people I've ever met. And even when you don't have a lot, you just choose gratitude. And I like that just is so influential when it comes to it. It's so powerful when it comes to positively influencing other people. You're just grateful for what God has given you. You trust him with everything that he will give you. And so you give, you serve, you put him first, you put people that he loves first. And that's just what makes you guys such influential leaders. And Corey, I know that you see something else in Chom. Maybe Chom doesn't even see in herself. I'd love just for you to just share that with her and everyone of what you see in her leadership.
Yeah. So we need people like Tosini that say, if not me, then who? And just start like, I don't have a plan. But yeah, we need people like Chom who come in with vision and go, we have to think future. We have to think long-term. For safe haven, for how many kids they can take in, what's the process, what's the goals that they're trying to accomplish, but also future for the children. Your goal isn't to feed them and get them clothes, and then once they get to a certain age, then they just move on with their life. You want them to have an education. You want them to have Thai citizenship. Yeah. You want them to have the best opportunity to be successful adults when they get older. And you've done that with, you know, these 400 kids that have gone through, and we need people that see the future and have vision like you, Chom. Yeah.
Yes, that is the dignity in, I think everyone needs a dignity in their life. Yeah, because if you, for me, I feel like even I'm Thai, Korean, but let's say if like the Thai, I mean, the government is not accept me as a Thai people. They didn't accept me as their citizen, something like this, you know. So how can I, manage my life? And, you know, how can I go to school? How can I, you know, living in Thailand legally? You know, so that's a dignity that I think all those kids need it. And then even because I have been work with the refugees inside the camps, when they go back, they also have to thinking about their dignity. Even resettle to the other country also have to thinking about their dignity also. So this the starting point, I have to come back and thinking for our kids in our orphanage, in long-term life, they should have their own dignity to stay, to do, to, you know, have their own right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I mean, another thing just you're saying there, the only just what makes you guys great leaders and so influential is you guys are just so selfless. You're so selfless. And as we know, you're just putting those children first. You're putting other people before yourselves. And if that doesn't translate to influence, nothing will. Selfish people can never be great leaders because it's all about them. And you have made it all about other people. Tosini and Chom, as you know, I love you.
Thank you.
While you guys are here, just...
We also love you.
I know you do. While you guys are here, I want to give you the opportunity to say anything you want to the leaders of Relevant. So is there anything you'd like to share and or say to the people of Relevant why you're on this podcast?
Yeah, I want to say that you asked me about the leader, right? So when I was young, and then not young, all the day that, I thought... Oh, the director will come. So the worker have to prepare work, right? Have to prepare everything to show the director.
The Thai director?
Yeah, the Thai director. And the name of the director, no? Yeah. And I thought that, oh, one day, the director, no? The director work is very, no, we would say they're very popular like that, you know, because of the worker have to prepare everything when the director will come, like,
yep.
And then just take a look the worker what they are doing, and then you know, like one day, I got the letter from the government. They said that the director of Safe Haven, huh? I come to be a director. I never dreamed that I would be a director.
Yeah.
So, oh, I think the director, like only the head of the, you know, in the your house, right? Yeah, the head of your house like that. So that was in my heart. Okay, Tasani, you never do that. If you be a director, you never... only point. Okay, you do this. Okay, you do that. Okay, don't do like that, Tasani. That is not a good director.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that you have to do first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you go
that
first.
Yeah,
yes.
Director do first.
That's leadership.
Yes. So you know, sometimes I work very hard, and then the boy they cannot do that. Big mom, how to do? Okay, I show you, and I do, and then the children so they can, and then sometimes you know I really pain. Painful, very hurt, want to cry, but don't show my no energy to the children,
just
to the anyone.
Suck it up, and here we go.
Yeah. Don't make your tears come out. Yeah. So
back.
You see me. It's pain, but no pain.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah.
So I love you guys, and this is how conversations can just go off. I love that answer. But Tasani, and this happened yesterday when we were meeting, you didn't even answer Ronnie's question. And he said, is there anything you would like to say to the leaders of Relevant? I love your answer, but you didn't answer the question.
Anything you want to say to the people of Relevant, all the people from Relevant who are listening to this, anything you want to say to them?
All the people in the Relevant that I met, or I know there's many people not met me. But I know that all the people they love me.
Yes, we do.
So they love me because I do a good thing. And then someone, they love me because Pastor Ronnie and then Corey, they come, they talk my story to them. So that's why everyone want to be a good person, right? So we have to go step by step. If we know that we do something is wrong, right? If we be a leader, if we do something is wrong, we have to know that, oh, this is not good. So we have to change our doing and then our mind and we do not get only action. We take action and then other people have a problem like this. It's not a good leader.
Yeah.
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 So that's why we are not, everyone is not a perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are not a pure every day, every time.
Right.
So we are sin. So that's why God forgive us our sin.
Yes, right?
So God will be bless us. So and then now I know that every relevant church, relevant member, relevant pastor, relevant family, and then the little girl, little boy, everyone, they are love me. So I love them a lot. So and I hope that may God bless you. And then, you know, may God will serve your business everywhere, everyone. So I hope that maybe God bless you all.
I love it. Chom, anything? Just here. Just want to like to share.
I would like to say thank you to all the relevant member. I would like to say now as Big Mom saying that, Tasani saying that we didn't have we didn't have a budget or something, anything. But I would like to say now we have only 11 community church that's supporting us.
Yeah.
Like January.
Yeah.
Yeah, January supporting. Because nowadays, even we have some the others, like donors, but they do support only sometimes.
Sometimes. Every once in a while, I'll give you some.
Yeah, sometimes or some project. That's it. So this is our big donors. And then, so that's why I would like to say, like, thank you. I very appreciate what you have done to our children and even me and Tassini that we have been here. So very happy and very appreciate. Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, guys, and I hope you hear that, just, you know, relevant, you know, as you Chomp know,
if
said.
They are in here, I really want to give them a big hug.
You get to. Yeah, you're going to get to. This is being recorded before Global Impact Sunday. So this Sunday, you guys will be able to give everyone a big hug. And I love, like, you guys, they said, like, we are their sole supporters. And so we get to be a part of helping Chom and Tossany care for all these orphans. And I'm just so grateful that we get to do that. It's really a blessing to us. So we love you so much. We appreciate you for giving your life, for caring an orphanage, for caring for these orphans. I appreciate your friendship. I love you both very much. Thanks for doing this podcast with us. I know it's the first time you ever done it, and having weird microphones in front of your face. And, you did a fantastic job. Leaders, make sure you follow on whatever platform you're listening to the Relevant Leader Monthly, so you can get it automatically to your podcast every single month. And make sure you join us again next month for another conversation to help all of us become leaders who are highly effective influencers.